Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be playing musical elegies to departed jazz musicians. It's Turn Out the Stars 2 coming up on this edition of Nightlights. For nearly 30 years, pianist and composer Billy Strayhorn was Edward Duke Ellington's creative partner in the majestic Ellington Orchestra of the mid-20th century. In some ways, he was closer to Ellington than anybody else. In 1964, he was diagnosed with cancer of the esophagus, and for the next 3 years, he continued to write music as he struggled against the illness. When Strayhorn finally passed away at the age of 51 on May 31, 1967, Ellington was devastated. According to Maria Logan, wife of Ellington's Dr. Arthur Logan, Arthur said, "Edward just cried. He said, 'This is too much for me, Arthur,' and he just cried. Arthur said, 'Are you going to be all right?' And Edward said, 'No, I'm not going to be all right. Nothing is all right now.'" Several months later, Ellington recorded an LP memorial to Strayhorn, and his mother called him Bill. RCA producer Brad McEwen said, "The band was packing up, and I was standing beside the piano when Duke said to me, 'You know, a lot of times when Billy and I were alone, he would say to me, play Lotus Blossom.' And then Duke started to play. Duke Ellington and Lotus Blossom on Nightlights." Thank you. Duke Ellington performing Billy Strayhorn's Lotus Blossom from And His Mother Called Him Bill. We're playing jazz elegies on this edition of Nightlights, musical tributes written or performed to remember and honor fallen jazz artists, many of them ones who died tragically young. Perhaps one of the most recorded such compositions is Benny Golson's I Remember Clifford, written for trumpeter Clifford Brown, who died in a car accident at the age of 25 in 1956. Brown's friend and musical colleague Golson composed his ode to the trumpeter not long after. Although this is not the first recorded version, it's one of the earliest, with Golson on tenor and a teenaged Lee Morgan on trumpet, performing I Remember Clifford on Nightlights. Roy Campbell performing I Remember Lee, his tribute to trumpeter Lee Morgan that Campbell calls a painting of Lee's composing and playing style from the CD New Kingdom. Roy Campbell on trumpet, Zane Massey on tenor sax, Ricardo Strobert on alto sax, Brian Carrot on vibes, William Parker on bass, and Zen Matsura on drums. Before that, Lee Morgan himself performing Benny Golson's I Remember Clifford from the album Lee Morgan Volume 3 on Blue Note, Morgan on trumpet, Gigi Grice on alto sax, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. You can hear more of these tributes in a program that we previously aired, simply titled Turn Out the Stars, in the archives section of our website, nightlights.indiana.edu. Another frequently recorded jazz elegy is Charles Mingus's Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, written in 1959 after the death of tenor saxophone great Lester Young. There have been at least two sets of lyrics written for this music, one by singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell and another by multi-instrumentalist Rahsaan Roland Kirk. We're going to hear a version now using Kirk's lyrics, sung by Gene Lee with Mal Waldron on piano. Goodbye Pork Pie Hat for Lester Young on Nightlights.
He put all of his soul into a tenor saxophone. He had a way of talking, was a language all his own. Life's story, love and glory, if you listen. When he plays it for you, oh, listen, and listen, and dig it. Can you dig it? Lester Young is playing what he's feeling. Now, some folks may have told you Lester Young, he's out of style. But I am here to tell you, prayers is happening now. Life story, love and glory, if you listen while he plays it for you, listen, listen. Dig it. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Lester Young is playing what he's feeling. Ooh, ooh. Dealing and dancing you. Oh.
Living all of your days in darkness, let the sun shine through.
Gil Scott-Heron's ode to two jazz icons, Lady Day and John Coltrane, from the 1971 LP Pieces of a Man, with Brian Jackson on electric piano, Ron Carter on electric bass, Burt Jones on electric guitar, and Pretty Purdy on drums. Before that, vocalist Gene Lee and pianist Mal Waldron doing Charles Mingus's tribute to Lester Young, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, with lyrics by Rahsaan Roland Kirk from the 1994 album After Hours. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Turn Out the Stars 2 on Nightlights. We're playing jazz elegies for musicians on this edition of Nightlights, tunes written or performed in memory and commemoration of artists, many of whom died young. John Coltrane was a towering hero to the jazz avant-garde of the 1960s, and he returned those musicians love and respect. Before he passed away of liver cancer at the age of 40 in 1967, he asked that Ornette Coleman and Albert Eiler play at his funeral. Here is a recording from the actual service of Eiler leading a quartet, Love Cry, Truth is Marching In, and Our Prayer from St. Peter's Lutheran Church in New York City, July 21st, 1967.
Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist David Murray performing his tribute to Albert Ayler, Flowers for Albert, with bassist Henry Grimes and drummer Hamid Drake from the CD Live at the Kerava Jazz Festival. Before that, we heard Ayler himself on tenor saxophone performing the medley Love Cry, Truth is Marching In, and Our Prayer at John Coltrane's funeral in New York City in 1967, with Don Ayler on trumpet, Richard Davis on bass, and Milford Graves on drums from the Revenant collection Holy Ghost. We'll close out this edition of Nightlights with a jazz elegy that was written by pianist Joe Zawinul and recorded as a live Chicago performance by Cannonball Adderley in 1966. This was the real nightclub concert upon which Cannonball's best-selling album Mercy, Mercy, Mercy was based. That recording was actually done before a studio audience in Hollywood, California. Nearly 40 years later, the tapes were finally released and they yielded this, a new of sorts jazz elegy. Joe Zawinul said the title was inspired by Rod Serling's Requiem for a Heavyweight and that he wrote it as an ode to his many friends who died of drug-related causes. Cannonball Adderley and Requiem for a Jazz Musician on Nightlights.
Requiem for a Jazz Musician. Thank you.
Alto saxophonist Cannonball Adderley performing Joe Zawinul's Requiem for a Jazz Musician, backed by Nat Adderley on cornet, Zawinul on piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Roy McCurdy on drums from the CD Money in the Pocket. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights, which is dedicated to the memory of Robert Samuels. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.